This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
America's Auto Enthusiast Program. This is Auto World. And now, here's your host, Bob Long.
We've been on the air with the show for quite some time, since 1992, and we thank you so much for being here with us. My name is Bob Long, and in this hour of the program, we're going to be joined by one of our regular contributors, as well as a very special guest from the Ford Motor Company. Telephone-wise, you can get a hold of us at the usual number. It's 855-660-4261, 855-660-4261, or via the email, bob@autoworldradio.com. Well, we've got some news to report on the Ford supercar, the Ford GT. And joining us right now, we will bring forth both of these guys at the same time. First, let's welcome from Ford, Jim Owens, who is Ford's performance marketing manager. Jim, welcome back. Thank you very much for being here.
Oh, hey, Bob. We're so glad to join you and talk, enthusiasts and performance cars. It's always fun to do.
Absolutely. Also joining us on the line is our motorsports correspondent here on the program. When he's not racing, he's on the air with us, and his name is Russ Oasis. Russ, how you doing?
Hey, Bob. How are you? It's great to talk to you today.
Well, some big news out of Ford, and the news is that you guys, Jim, have set the exact number of additional GTs that you're going to produce, as well as set a firmed up date for the application process. Tell us more.
Yeah, so, when we did just before Le Mans, if you think about it, in the 66 winter, right? So in 2016, 50 years later, even before we had gone back and won Le Mans again, we had opened up the application. And at that time, we got more than 6,500 applicants and more than 10,000 registrants. And as we've produced the vehicles, and it took us a while to ramp up, we could produce completely about one a day, like one a business day. And it's not like, the Flat Rock assembly plant down in Flat Rock, Michigan that produces the Mustangs where, oh, well, we can just add a shift, to produce more. What it ends up being is we can produce at maximum about one a day. And with that first application volume being so overwhelming, I mean, it surprised us. And I cannot tell you, how humbled we were at the fact that 6,500 people wanted that car. And due to that overwhelming demand, we have decided that we are going to do 1,350 of those. And then that application period will open again November 8th.
That's terrific. And take us through the rest of the process after you gather up the applications. Does a team of folks make the final selection? How does it go?
Yeah, and, I was part of the team that did it originally, a good-sized group of the Ford Performance and, how do I say this, enthusiasts at Ford. I've been working together either at Ford or, working for Carroll Shelby directly for the past 30 years. And we put together a good group of people to take a look at that application. And that application, because we didn't want the cars to be, sealed in a hermetic plastic bag, put away in a vault, never to be seen by human eyes again, we look at the things that you do with your cars. We look at the number of Fords you have, the Ford GTs you have, what type of charitable things you do surrounding the car culture. And we will take that time and evaluate all of those applications that are put in. And then, probably in the second quarter of next year, notify those applicants. And then based off of that notification, and it would be globally, so that would be Europe, Middle East and Africa, and North America. We will take those vehicles and then schedule them appropriately between now and the 2022 calendar year.
Excellent. And, of course, Russ, you were one of the original applicants as an owner.
I was. Jim, I made an extensive dossier, and I guess, you know, it was too overwhelming for you guys, and I got rejected the first time around. Of course, I'm going to try again. But, boy, I sure was disappointed. I was like a little kid at Christmas time that didn't get what he wanted from Santa.
Well, I can tell you, I don't know how much you guys know about what I do, but I'm involved in this community quite a bit. And the level of difference, you know, because of the overwhelming volume, the level of difference between who got one and who didn't get one on the first time around.
Yeah.
And we never used the word rejected. We just said deferred because we knew we were going to open up an application period again. It was so close. That it was, you know, really hard to talk to some of the people like yourself who have a deserving collection. You've, you know, done things with Ford in a racing perspective, or you've done things, you know, in the racing community where you're outreaching to the community to share this vehicle. We're glad we're getting a chance to open it up specifically for people like you who, you know, obviously do things within the motorsport community that we get another chance to do that.
Yeah, I thought that you know, I've had an 05 GT since brand new that I cherish, and I've taken it to the track. I haven't raced it because I didn't want a chance wrecking it. I race a Viper Comp Coupe, and you know, if you're doing a fender on a Comp Coupe, you just get another one and slap it on. I didn't want to do that with my GT, but I sure would like to take it to the track. And further to that, I don't know if you know that we made an effort at the Nürburgring. I spearheaded a crowdfunded effort last year to beat the production record at the ring with the Viper. And we got down to a 701.3, had some tire failures, and that kind of ended our day. But, boy, I sure would love to see the GT go to the ring and take a record there.
Well, let me say, a 701 is really footing it to get across there and there. And that's the type of thing we're looking for. And, you know, we're looking for those people. I mean, if you think about it, of the reported 109 or so of the 60s era GT40s that were produced, you know, about 400 of them live today, right? Everybody has, you know, took a gas tank off of one and made a car around it. And, you know, if it takes us 40 years to do it again, if you think from 60s to the 05, 06, that was
right.
40 years.
Yeah.
What we can't have is those cars put away never to be seen, you know, and whether it's cars and coffee or charity laps or what you're talking about, which is, you know, taking it out there, putting it in I still can't believe the Nürburgring is a public road, but putting it on that road and, you know, and sharing your love of the car, those are the type of things that Ford Motor Company want the customers to be.
Sure. Yeah, we crowdfunded this effort. Road and Track picked up on it, and they flew one of their riders out to witness the entire thing. And so it got some good coverage in Road and Track, and it won runner-up to the International Automotive Documentary Awards that were held in London this year, and it got quite a bit of exposure. And, you know, 701.3, we were disappointed because we had constant tire failures, and that was really the bugaboo for us. We were sure we could get down to, say, a 656. I don't know if we could have gotten too much faster than that, because you're hauling when you're down there.
Moving.
Yeah, we did a 701.3.
That's
so
phenomenal.
It was a good effort.
One of the road courses I want to, you know, that's on my bucket list to get to. I know a lot of the Ford performance engineers, when they go over there, they rent the cars. There's a shop pretty much kitty-corner to the track that'll allow you to rent it and go out there, and they always want to go out there and do a lap there. It's just, you know, one of the most famous, you know, courses in the world.
I can tell you, it's an experience. I'd love to tell you how dangerous it is as well. It allows for no error.
no air, and then, you know, unless you close the track, you know, you have other people on there who are, you know, not necessarily driving at the same level that you are.
No question.
One of the fun things we did last year was...
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
Folks, this is Bob Long, host of Auto World Radio, with great news. We have a new sponsor, Dan Watson, who distributes AMSOIL throughout the USA and Canada. Dan is one of AMSOIL's largest distributors. He's a former U.S. Navy nuclear specialist and a certified lubrication specialist with 25-plus years of experience. You can listen to Dan every Sunday evening live at 6 p.m. Eastern Time here on GCNLive.com. Get all of your questions answered and ensure you get the best lubrication for your car, truck, boat, or really anything that moves. In 1972, AMSOIL pioneered synthetic lubrication, and AMSOIL continues to provide the best lubrication money can buy. Get the best advice for the best results. Contact Dan at thelubepage.com. That's thelubepage.com. Or call 800-370-2986. That's 800-370-2986.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-318-4349 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-318-4349. Again, that's 800-318-4349.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up. This is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Jim Owens is with us. He is marketing manager for the Ford Performance side of fence, and we've also got our motorsports reporter, Russ Oasis, with us. We're going to be talking about the Ford GT. We'll also talk about the the Shelby GT350 and maybe see if we can get some more information from Jim about the upcoming Shelby GT500. But right now, let's continue talking about the GT. And before that hard break there, Russ, you were mentioning the Nürburgring, the dangers there.
One thing I was going to say to Jim is that, you know, when Porsche goes and sets these records, I mean, Porsche lives in Germany. That's their backyard. So they think nothing of sending their entire crew there and just camping out at the track waiting for the weather to change. And if they have to spend, it's about $13,000 American an hour to rent the track. And if Porsche has to sit there and you know, rent 2 hours a day, different hours during the day, so the track can either be drier or, you know, the sun maybe came out or the weather changes. And if they can't use it that day, it's like, oh, well, you know, no big deal. And they will just sit there. It'd kind of be like us going to Daytona.
And that's why Porsche always does so well there. Yeah, we've tested a lot of stuff there, and that, you know, you mentioned Bob the GT350. We ran, you know, most recently probably the 15 model year when we unveiled it there. We ran a lot of the testing there. It is an incredible track, and you know, one that is obviously world famous and needs something to the enthusiasts, which is really cool. One of the things, and what I was referring to is Vaughn Gittin Jr., who runs in the Formula Drift Series. He runs the RTR Mustang there. And he won, actually, last Sunday in Irwindale in their season-ending race. He went out there to actually film his Mustang. And he did it on his own, I mean, through his company, not through Ford. And when he was rained out, and he was rained out 2 days, the second day he ended up taking the Raptor and doing a run on the Raptor at the ring, which was, you know, not something you'd think the Raptor was meant to do for, but it was fun, obviously safe, but, you know, fun demonstrating some of the characteristics of that beautiful facility.
Oh,
it's
amazing.
Unbelievable. I mean, it's dangerous and it's daunting and it's exciting all at once, because it was built right after World War I when there were no safety standards. So it's dangerous from that viewpoint, in that it cuts through the forest and there's trees right there right next to the track, and so you have Armco and guardrails everywhere. It's a little bit like Watkins Glen that way. But it's 12.8 miles long, and it's
long, a little longer. Yeah, no, exactly. we're really excited about. You know, you had mentioned the GT500, and you know, we sent the teaser video out there last year at the North American International Auto Show, and you know, having worked directly for Carroll Shelby, I know he's going to be proud of what we delivered. He'll be looking down and, you know, making sure and smiling over, you know, what this car is going to produce. And we can't wait.
I remember so well, Jim, when you guys brought back the GT500 and sitting with Carroll and his wife Cleo and Hao Tai Tang, the chief engineer on that vehicle, and what a great time that was. Russ never had the opportunity to meet Carroll, having spent so many years around him. Why don't you tell Russ and everybody across North America a little bit about the man, the legend, Carroll Shelby?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, and I can't tell you. I got a chance to work directly for him for about 4 years. And you get the racing stories, and, you know, you get the Ferrari's asses mine type quotes that are out there. One of my favorite stories of them is they're right outside the production facility for Shelby American used to be right outside of Bruton's place at Las Vegas Motor Speedway. They've now since moved downtown just off the strip. But there used to be a petrol station there that had, like, where the truckers would come in off of 15 to grab their food. And, you know, here's Carroll, world traveler. And where would he want to go hold court? He'd like to go to the petrol station to sit down there and eat with folks and just tell stories. And some of those stories, you know, I cannot believe what athletes, the racers from that era were. And they had to have a level of lack of fear as you were racing in that area to control, you know, cars that were doing 200 miles an hour at, you know, 1960s technology. And the athletic capability of Carroll and other drivers, you know, you think of some of them who are, you know, still with us, with like Bob and like Von der Hunt. I don't know if you've ridden with him lately. I mean, I rode with him last year and 2 years ago in the GT350s. Those people were just phenomenal athletes and fearless. And you could feel that when you were in their presence. And it was so cool to be a part of, you know, the whole Shelby organization and, quite frankly, to be part of connecting Carroll back with Ford. You know, the 05-06 program is what connected Carroll and Edsel and the families back together again.
And he was so happy about that, Jim, as you know. And like you said, he's going to be smiling down when the wraps come off the all-new GT500. Did you ever think we'd see the race that we're seeing these days, if you want to call it a race? Did you ever think that we would see companies coming out with vehicles with in excess of 700 horsepower, 800 horsepower, mainstream companies?
You know, it's amazing. And, you know, a lot of people sit there and say, you know, the muscle car era of the 60s were at zenith. And I would tell you that I would believe that the muscle and sports car, you know, zenith is right now.
I agree with that completely, Jim. I agree with that completely.
It's the engineering and, you know, just the men and women of Ford Performance right now, right? I grew up in it when it was SVO and SVT and you had Team RS over in Europe. Now what you've done is harness all of the engineering prowess and spirit of all of the men and women of Ford Performance globally to get to that next vehicle performance level. And then you have Al over at GM who's pushing on it, and you got guys over at Dodge who are pushing on it, and no one wants to be the first person in second place. And that has taken that level of performance, ratcheting it up, because everybody takes it up, where you have the safety and that innovation and technology that can take its way from the performance vehicles and move it onto the cars and trucks we drive on the street. So it is so exciting. You asked a specific question. When I launched the 05 Mustang, right, I was on the 05 Mustang team, and we had 300 horsepower out of our V8. We were so excited. And now our EcoBoost four-cylinder Mustang has over 315 plus horsepower right now. It's just amazing, and that leads to the engineering prowess of the men and women of Ford.
And you get a love on the GT350, that flat plane crank, and the exhaust note is a joy to behold. We'll take a pit stop, and then more on the other side with Jim Owens and Russ Oasis. We're going to tell you about the Heritage Edition GT, all coming up straight ahead.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Hear that? That's the sound of a house being trashed while a gang of thieves ransack the place. And what they don't steal will be destroyed.
This year, resolve not to be the next victim of a break-in. Go to faketv.com and discover a device that creates the illusion someone inside is watching TV, even when you're miles away. Security is a mindset, and Fake TV should be part of your security solution. Be vigilant, but not fearful. faketv.com.
You know, USA Radio News.
For USA Radio News, I'm Robin Walensky.
I think I'm doing a great job. We have the best economy we've ever had. We would have been in war with North Korea if, let's say, that administration continued forward.
President Trump sits down with host Chris Wallace on Fox News Sunday and is asked to give himself a grade.
I would give myself an A+. Is that enough? Can I go higher than that?
The president says he's planning on shaking up his cabinet. The move is word White House Chief of Staff John Kelly could be out.
We get along well. There are certain things I love what he does, and there are certain things that I don't like that he does that aren't his strength.
The other person who could be out of a job, the head of the Department of Homeland Security, Kirstjen Nielsen, as the president doesn't think she's been tough enough on the border and immigration issues.
I like her very much. I respect her very much. I'd like her to be much tougher on the border.
You're listening to USA Radio News.
There's no question you need omega-3s. But which form should you take? Fish oil or krill oil? Scientists have debated this for years. Luckily, there's a new solution to satisfy everyone. It's called Krill Omega 50 Plus. It combines ultra-pure fish oil and joint-soothing krill oil together in just one tiny pill. It's so powerful, it can promote the health of your heart and your arteries. And if that wasn't enough, it can also boost your joint comfort in just days. We're so sure Krill Omega 50 Plus will work for you. We'll even send you a free bottle to put to the test. The debate is over. It's not fish oil or krill oil. It's both. And now it's free. Just pay $4.95 for shipping and claim your free bottle. Call now. 1-800-399-6392. 1-800-399-6392. That's 1-800-399-6392.
Hello, this is Dr. Bill Deagle, MD of NutraMedical.com, announcing the breakthrough Red Deer Velvet DR. It delivers the protective building blocks of all organs and tissues, allowing your own stem cells as architects and engineers to regenerate you. Not since fetal life, when aging does not occur, has such an amazing NutraMed been available to help heal you and regenerate you. Anti-aging requires that you correct mineral, activated nutraceutical, and jump the gene defects and poor diet you have to deliver the cellular tools for regeneration. You must remove old damaged cells and replace them with your young healthy cells to wind the biological clock to a younger you. Order your Red Deer Velvet DR now at NutraMedical.com 24/7 or 888-212-8871. That's NutriMedical, N-U-T-R-I, Medical, M-E-D-I-C-A-L.com. Or call our order line, 888-212-8871.
Hi, this is Jay Leno, and you're listening to Auto World with Bob Long.
Watch out, man. How you driving that Cadillac there?
Here's an owner of a Ford GT. Jay Leno highlighted it both on his TV show as well as in YouTube form. And what a great presentation that was, and what a great shining moment for the Ford Performance Division.
Yeah, it's been an absolutely wonderful couple of years on the Ford Performance side, Bob. If you think about it, when Dave Parasak and Henry Ford III, who was running the global marketing, and Parasak was leading the engineering and racing efforts, we've done a lot of things, and we're really, really proud of, pulling and harnessing that resources together, including what you mentioned before the break, the, Heritage GT. They're, from the racing perspective, there are few vehicles, paint schemes that evoke the emotions that Gulf Blue and Orange evoke. And we were so proud, to unveil it. We unveiled it in Monterey. And we had chassis 1075, which was the 68 and 69 winner, along with an 05-06 version of the Heritage, and then the new Heritage. And we did a lap, we did three laps, actually, at Laguna Seca with all three running them at the same time. And it was, for those of us who appreciate the motorsports community, that was a really cool thing to do.
I hope you got that on film.
Yeah, we did. Bobby Aiken and the crew who were filming the races for the Motorsports Reunion. I still call it the Historics. But they were filming, and we rented their film crew for after hours. And we got probably a good, probably 6-7 minute videos that we did. And we put two or three. three of them up on the Ford Performance site so people could see it.
Yeah, it's such a special thing to have three generations on the track like that.
Yeah, and that was a prototype. I mean, it wasn't a production car. We just actually started production of the Heritages this past week. That's one, given the paint job that Multimatic and Alan Egley, who heads up the painting crew up there, and Jeff Tannis, who runs the manufacturing facility up there, really spend the quality time on that vehicle. Given the painting being different than the other vehicles, it does take a little bit more. We can only really build one Heritage a week.
Does Prefix do your painting, Jim?
I'm sorry?
Does Prefix do your painting?
Prefix does help the assembly plant process, yes. The Heritage itself is actually painted up in Multimatic. Up in the facility there. But, yeah, Prefix here locally, outside of Troy, Michigan here.
Yeah, they were a major sponsor for us, so I'm familiar with those guys.
Yeah, they do great work. I also do Woodward Dream Cruise for Ford, which, if you haven't been down here before, it's, a million of your closest automotive friends and 40,000 cars. Driving up and down Woodward. Prefix has also been a sponsor there and participated there, and so they're always supporting the enthusiast community.
The Xylees are definitely lovers of cars, of the automotive industry, and they show it. Their work is very, very high quality.
No, they're doing a great job for the Multimatic team and for Ford Motor Company on the Ford GT.
Right.
Jim, tell our listeners around the country and across the world at GCNLive.com about some of the special parts, both inside and out, that are part of the Heritage Edition.
Well, so the Heritage Edition, I mean, it's so cool to do this stuff. I mean, you know, sometimes I turn around and tell my boss, I'm lucky to get paid for what I do. So with the Heritages, each of those Heritages have paid homage to one of the winners in the 66, 67, 68, 69. The whole Ford and Ferrari wars and the Deuce, you know, trying to buy Enzo. Well, anyways, we tried to provide a modern representation of each of those winners. And the design crew went out to some of the people that we know who own some of those original vehicles and actually spent time with the interior and the exterior to get those touches that are authentic. The Heritage one that now with the blue and the golf colors, you can't notice it because it's somewhat dark in the cockpit there. You know, we have a built-in the carbon fiber tub, FIA approved roll cage. So it's kind of tight, a little bit tight in there and a little bit, you know, darker interior with the black. We have that Gulf stitching in the steering wheel going around there that makes it just look so unique. And then There is the optional on the exterior, an exposed carbon fiber rondel. So we wanted the base one so that if you wanted to put a 6 or a 9 on it, yourself, you know, if you're a huge fan and you got one in 60 of the 19 version, which is the 68, and it won as the number 9 car, you could put the 9 on there. You could put the white on there. But for an option, for an updated version of it, we have the ghosted exposed carbon fiber rondel with the ghosted number 9 or, you know, next year the number 6. That makes it just looks absolutely stunning. So the designers did a great job of tying back to the authentic pieces, but then also making a modern representation of it.
It's certainly a stunner, and I imagine there's been a lot of interest in this particular variant. I know, Russ, you've had the opportunity to see this most remarkable GT, the Heritage Edition in the Gulf colors. What are your thoughts?
You know, I think that it's like getting slugged in the face by the most, a car that wants to present itself to you and saying, hey, here I am, remember me, this is what I've done. It's almost like the history of the car is written on it in paint. And I love it. I think it looks awesome. I think it's just incredible. You know, I also like the 67 Heritage with the or the red with the white stripes. I also like that.
Yeah, no, that was a good piece to it, and with the All-American team and, you know, All-American ownership and American manufacturer, that was a really good piece to do, and it was cool. I don't know if you see what some of the guys are doing. We put up a sticker for Gurney that recognized what he meant to racing and to Ford, and a lot of the folks who actually have that red Heritage have that Gurney sticker on it.
That's terrific.
Yeah, which is really, really cool. I mean, it's, you know, paying tribute and homage to, you know, a person and a legend who, you know, helped keep us enthusiasts going, you know, 15 plus years later.
I met him once at Daytona at the 24 Hours of Daytona 1 year that I raced in that race, and he was the honorary what's the word, not master of ceremonies, but he was the honorary steward, so to speak. And it was such an honor to meet him.
And when we did Pebble, I want to say this had to be 16. So it was post the race. We brought all the cars in. You know, we brought all the ones that we could bring along the fairway along the water there. And his son was there. And so we had the car out of the museum. The Henry Ford Museum owns that car. The curators, are meticulous with it. So we bring it out there, set it up along the walkway down the Heritage, down the fairway. And his son is there, and we kind of staged him in the picture, like Dan, of getting out of the car, that famous picture. We took a picture of his son in that one right next to the new one, and it was one of those cool moments that, you know, it's not going to help us sell cars and trucks or anything, not advertising or promotion, but to recognize, you know, the contribution of that family. It was pretty cool.
You know, he's in that special league of guys like Mario Andretti and you know, the guys that are Carroll Shelby, the guys who are the untouchable, so to speak.
Yeah, you know, and it's nice to see some of them are still, you know, plugging along. Like, I think of Alan Grant. You know, he actually took one of the original test mules for the GT40 programs.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
She's such a beautiful little puppy. I mean, we walk around the block, and neighbors always say, her hair is so beautiful.
Healthy and shiny and glossy. DINOVITE.com.
Fatty acids, omega-3s, and omega-6s are great for healthy skin and soft, shiny coats.
I would really recommend people starting their puppies on Dynavite before they get into what I would call the misery index. Bad skin, bad ears, bad breath.
Because if they're getting all their vitamins, micronutrients, microbials from the beginning, then you're not going to run into the problems associated with the allergies,
grass, pollen, dust, dirt, fleas, ticks, you name it, and the itching and shedding down the road.
Our vitamins and enzymes replace the nutrients cooked out of most commercial dog foods.
Dynavite for life.
This is Ed Lukasevic.
And Cindy Lukasevic.
Inviting you and your pets to Dynavite.
859-428-1000.
DINOVITE.com.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors.
Marijuana has unleashed a green gold rush across our nation. It's creating $10.8 billion in new wealth a year. And every day, it's transforming more and more Americans into millionaires. Former Speaker of the House John Boehner reveals how you could become one of them. Join him online for the American Cannabis Summit. Attendance is 100% free, but space is limited. Join online at www.acs2018.com. John Boehner and an esteemed panel will reveal which cannabis stocks are primed to deliver life-changing windfalls. Plus, they will show you how to become a cannabis angel investor, backing the hottest startups before they potentially become worth billions of dollars.
To join the American Cannabis Summit, visit acs2018.com or text JOIN to 76280. Don't miss this once-in-a-lifetime opportunity. Text JOIN to 76280. Text JOIN to 76280 now.
In these
uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
All right, crew, let's get her dug.
Honey, you want to give me a hand? I'm planting that tree, remember?
No matter how large or small your digging project may be, no matter how urban or rural, you must always call 811 before any digging project. 811 is our national one-call number, alerting your local utility companies to come out and mark any lines they have near your dig site. You must call 811 at least 2 to 3 business days before any digging project so you can avoid hitting our essential buried utilities. This includes natural gas and petroleum pipelines, electric, communication cables, and water and sewer lines. So before you do this or this, make sure you do this. For digging projects big or small, make the call to 811. Brought to you by Common Ground Alliance.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
My pappy said, son, you're going to drive me to drinking if you don't stop driving that hot rod Lincoln.
Giving your radio a broadcasted tune-up, this is Auto World, and your host, Bob Long.
Have you heard the story of the hot rod race with the Ford? Like, as we said in the face, that story is
true. Marketing manager at Russell Oasis, our motorsports reporter, and apologize for that break. That's what happens when you do national radio. You have hard breaks, and sometimes they come up at the wrong time. Jim, you were telling us a story. Why don't you pick it up?
Yeah, I didn't know where we cut out, Bob. Some people who've been around me know I'm a little bit long-winded, so sorry about ruining that break
no
out there.
Problem.
But the Alan Grant, who is one of the world champion drivers from Carroll, back in the day, driving the Daytona Coupes, and he rebuilt the original GT40 test mule, the Lola chassis, and we've had him bring it up with us to display at Monterey 2 of the last 4 years. And he and Lee Holman from Holman Moody fame, and Holman was part of that GT40 program as well. Lee Holman, Alan Grant, just sitting out there around their cars, talking about it to the fans coming up. Those legends, are still with us today and are, bringing forth that love and enthusiasm so we can carry it into the next generation. So it was pretty cool.
Yeah, that sounds like an amazing moment. I understand in the Heritage Edition there are going to be some very special 20-inch wheels, and they've got a special pattern, and also there's some use of carbon fiber in a couple of different places on the Heritage Edition.
Yeah, so the exposed carbon fiber packet, yes, the wheels are unique to the Heritage. They have been each of the years, right? They're only the Heritage wheels that you can get on it. And they are color-toned to some of the exterior bits. In the exposed carbon fiber, you could only get that previously in what we called the competition model. The competition model was the one that had no AC, no radio, and it had the exposed carbon fiber stripes on the car. Well, the exposed carbon fiber across the A-pillars coming across on that Heritage are definitely unique and eye-catching. And again, not so much tying to the car back in the 40s, but, a rendition, a modern rendition of it. But the cool piece of it is, and if you've ever worked with carbon fiber, you actually lay that carbon fiber up in patterns based off of the strength, rigidity, et cetera, that you want. So laying up that carbon fiber so that exposed piece, so all of the weaves match, is a really difficult thing. And, you know, the folks at Ford Performance and MMV up at Multimatic are do it in a beautiful fashion.
They most certainly do. So, Russ, you getting ready with your application?
Oh, I'm sitting on the edge of my chair. I'm waiting for the 8th.
For us, and I know we don't want to help others because we want you to get, you know, to the top of the line, but the application is going to be almost identical. There's only previous applicants like yourself can do one of three things. One, not go back and not apply, and then we won't consider it. The second one is you can come back in, accept the terms and conditions and the privacy policy because those laws changed since the first time we did this. And you can stand pat, or you can opt in and then go in and update your applications from the time period that you turned it in previously to what you've done in the interim time period.
Yeah, I would go that way, Jim, because of, I mean, the Nürburgring thing was a pretty big thing, and I've done a bunch more racing since then. And
and quite frankly, my daughter this weekend is preparing for her ACT test. She's my youngest, and
she's
a junior in high school, and she's preparing for the ACT test. And Meredith has two different sections of that test. You know, one is the fill in the blank, you know, where you put in the color in the answers, and the second portion is the essay. And there is that same thing in this application. So in the section 4, that's where you tell us about, you know, the things that the car means to you or what the car would mean to you. And that's, quite frankly, you know, the essay portion of the piece that can really tell the stories that you're trying to tell. And so
sure.
I encourage you guys to make sure that, you know, if you're applying for it, that you go to that section of the application and share your stories.
Yep, I'll be all over that thing with a fine-tooth comb, believe me, because this is such a special car. It's just a car not to be missed whatsoever. I mean, you know, I had an opportunity to have a LaFerrari, and I was like, yeah, you know, but this is more special than all of them. It really is.
Well, I'm glad you think that, and it's kind of special to us and the Ford family and the men and women of Ford Performance, because, you know, a lot of us have put our hearts and souls into it, and we want to be able to continue to do this for many years to come.
Yeah, I so respect that you guys did this car, and I think I said it to Bob once before that the GT is a race car that you then made legal for the street as opposed to a street car that you then took racing, and I so respect that, I can't even tell you.
And it was a lot different than the 0506 version, if you think about it. That
sure.
was a sports car that privateers could take racing and do well. But if you said you own an 05, you know that the driving dynamics of that car are not quite, you wouldn't take that directly to Le Mans to win.
No, right? you'd have to do a lot of work to it.
Yeah, this car, built, designed, programmed, the whole thing running in parallel. When you get behind the wheel of the 17, 18, 19, you know, as opposed to the 05, 06, it breeds confidence in you every single lap you take.
I can't wait.
And it's honestly, I mean, and I like that you pointed out that difference very well. This is a race car, you know, developed to go back with one sole purpose, to win Le Mans. And, oh, by the way, due to the sanctioning body rules, we had to sell the car. You know, 0506 was a sports car that was really good. Don't get me wrong. I enjoyed it. And I know, you know, my friends like Hennessy taking it up over 1,000 horsepower and changing the suspension settings. Yeah, to make it a really good race car. This is, and when you get in behind the wheel, you know exactly what you're in, and you get that feel of, you know, think of like Edsel Ford, who was there when he was a 16-year-old, and then he was there again when he was 66. 50 years later.
There's a much different feel to a race car than there is to a street car. A race car turns in so dramatically different than a street car, and it has to, because street cars, they tend to understeer just out of a safety factor for drivers who aren't great drivers. But race cars don't necessarily understeer, and when they turn in flat, you know you're in the real deal.
And this one will, it's just like, the best way I can say it, for me, who's a basic driver, right? I'm a track rat and, like to spend time, but I'm not like our engineers or, somebody like you, a decent driver. It makes me feel confident and will allow me to go to my point of competency and then learn from it. And that's what's so cool about that car. I mean, over and above all the other things, I've driven everything we've had since the 80s on track, and a lot of the competitors as well. This car does that, and it's a really cool piece. We're really proud of Ford Motor Company to have done it.
It's incredible. I mean, I salute you guys. I really do. And more than anything, and I know I'm repeating it, but this is how strongly I feel about this, that you guys took a race car and then you made it street legal as opposed to vice versa. To me, that's such a big thing, because no car manufacturers do that. Even Ferrari doesn't do that. Even Ferrari, they build street cars and then they make them, track cars. And you guys did it the other way, and that's what I'm looking for. That's why that car is so special.
Yeah, I mean, we're really proud of it.
You should be. It's incredible, just incredible.
Well, congratulations on the announcement of the application date and about the additional examples that are going to be produced. I can't wait to hopefully be in Detroit for the unveiling of the all-new Shelby GT500. I've owned a lot of Mustangs in my day, and this one I think is going to make all Mustang owners from the past and present have nothing but smiles on their face, because what I hear are some incredible rumors about the machine.
It's, there's going to be a lot of people extremely proud to be Mustangers. And the engineering that the men and women of Ford Performance have put into the vehicle will be fully on display. We can't wait till we unveil it.
Fantastic. Jim, as usual, love having you on the show. We'll have to have you on again sometime down the road soon, because you're always such a pleasure.
Well, we have fun, Bob, and I love spending Sunday afternoon here in the Midwest talking to you guys about the things that we love. Thank you for having me.
Thank you. And thank you, Russ, as well.
My pleasure as well, Bob. Always fun to be with you.
Have a great day.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of Lico Chops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved Lico Chops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try Lico Chops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
This is Don Jones, the old car guy himself. I'd like to invite you to come to my website, theoldcarguys.com. That's theoldcarguys.com. We probably have everything you need for your classic car. Parts, service, even insurance. So check us out at theoldcarguys.com or give me a call at 314-306-7507. That's 314-306-7507.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.